Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Monday morning, and a chilly 22 degrees. The Supreme Court considers a Trump administration plan to exclude people living in the U.S. illegally from the census count.
Justices will hear more than an hour of oral arguments on a challenge to the U.S. census count. The Trump administration wants to exclude immigrants living in the country illegally from the count that allocates the number of seats each state gets in the House of Representatives. Several states argue the policy will deprive them of representation by leaving out several million people. A lower court blocked the policy because immigration status did not come from census data. The administration says the president has discretion to exclude people living in the U.S. without legal authorization. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Congress is returning to the nation's capital for one last attempt at deal-making this year. The only absolute must-do is preventing a government shutdown on December 11th. But lawmakers are also debating whether to deliver another round of coronavirus relief before President Donald Trump leaves office. A virus bill would provide funding for vaccines and testing, for reopening schools, and for helping small businesses. But the parties remain divided on the details and the cost. Failure to pass a measure would push virus aid to the top of President-elect Joe Biden's legislative agenda.
A study that tests for parts of the coronavirus in sewage is giving public health workers advance notice of virus surges.
The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the city of Lawrence has been taking weekly sewage samples at both of its wastewater treatment plants to test for components of the virus shed in feces as part of a study contracted through the University of Kansas School of Engineering. The city has also been sharing that data with local and state health departments. Lawrence Douglas County Public Health spokesman George Diepenbrock said that the presence of the virus in wastewater has served as an early predictor of surges in positive cases, providing about a week's notice and giving the health department valuable lead time. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The clock is ticking for individual states to spend what's left of federal coronavirus relief money before the end of the year.
Governors and lawmakers in many states are moving as fast as they can to dole out unspent federal pandemic relief money to small business owners, the unemployed, renters, and others whose livelihoods have been upended by the widening COVID-19 outbreak. With talks stalled in D.C. on another federal relief package, any remaining cash from this past spring's HEROES Act is in high demand. New Mexico is giving a one-time check to the unemployed. Colorado is looking to help schools, child care providers, and other services, while New Jersey is borrowing billions to fight the virus. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein tells KNSS News money from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg paid election officials in Pennsylvania.
We obtained that through court order. Those documents they would not provide, but a judge said you got to provide them. And it shows that the election judges, the people who determine what ballots will be counted and what the count is, were paid through Zuckerberg money. They're the ones who boarded up the windows. We've got a billionaire in the counting room, and America was kicked out.
Phil Klein was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some good news. We're not as windy as we were yesterday at this time, but you'll likely want to keep the heavy coat around as you head out the door this morning. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s around noontime, 47 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, Tarlo 24, sunshine and 50 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
It's chilly this morning, 22 degrees with a mostly clear sky and a west wind at 13 miles per hour. 7:34, Stephen 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple is with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Post-Thanksgiving. Yay! So it looks like, or it sounds like you survived the turkey day then. Did you get plenty of turkey and dressing and all that?
Yeah, well, we did. We had a small gathering. So I hate to say this. We actually didn't have to eat turkey. So we're not big turkey eaters. We actually ate Cornish hens instead. You know, surviving it with three little kids, it's more about keeping the house together than it is anything else. And man, once you bring out those Christmas decorations, it got pretty hectic.
Yeah, well, you know, and we got through. The way you're talking there, you must have three poorly, very not well behaved children there or something.
I do. They absolutely take after me. I got three young boys, and my youngest, Julian, he's three. We were in the other room where we hear the smash, and we come in, and he tried to make the nativity scene, two of the statues fight each other.
Oh,
you know, by smashing them into each other.
Oh, my.
So we're down a manger. But, you know, we'll get through.
Okay, well, it's that time of the year. Kids love this time of year. You know, we've got a city council meeting tomorrow. I'm kind of looking over the agenda, and one of the things you're going to be talking about, looks like, is CARES Act funding. And we're talking about that on Fox News. Was talking about that a moment ago in one of their updates. And you have until the end of the year to spend that money. Now, is the city spending it? The county spending it? How's that working here locally?
Really good question, because a lot of the cities that you see in the news have access to CARES Act money because they're slightly larger than us. I think the cutoff was like 350,000 people. If you for the feds to send the money directly to the city, in our case, they send it to the county. But we're working in partnership with the county to utilize those funds. One of the things we are able to do, with those funds is our homeless outreach. I think we've put, over 5 million more into homeless outreach than we have in the past. And that also includes homeless prevention, helping people with their rent, helping people with utilities who've been affected by the coronavirus economically. We pretty much get an agreement with them. We initiate these programs, and then we'll get a reimbursement.
You have also, the city council will be discussing water and sewer rates, which the proposal is, I guess, to boost them by about 5.17% for 2021. Is that basically to pay for infrastructure, or is that for the new plant? Increase for?
It sounds really bad on the surface because you're increasing rates, but by having the new plant, we're actually going to be stabilizing those rates. In the future, they won't be increasing at the same level. Now, every time we talk about water rates, I also want to point out that there is a fund set up for folks, particularly, lower end of the economic pay scale or on a fixed income, so that they can apply and have a discounted rate. A lot of it is updating our just aged out infrastructure and ensuring that we have good, clean water from here forward. I can't stress enough, we have a program as these rates slowly increase, they also will stay much more stable, less of an increase, but we also have a program to help offset the cost to folks who really can't afford that.
You got the year-end budget to look at. It's a revised budget because we had a pandemic hit, for crying out loud.
Right.
And the revenue went down, and city manager and had to get in there and look for some savings. Looks like spending reduced by about $12.5 million for the coming year, something like that, right?
Yeah, I think over 2 years we had to cut or look for about 25 to 30 million to cut, which is one of the reasons why we had the type of year we did. We really cut out everything fun, but also didn't open up pools, really had to go skeleton crew at the library, different things that people, you know, I guess rely on. But again, we hopefully will be out of this coronavirus or towards the end of it in recovery mode in the next couple of months. It looks like they're making a lot of progress on the vaccines. We are, which will lighten up the load over at the hospitals, which will allow, I think, a better success on survival, which will help our economy. So, you know, we had a really bad year as far as our budget because the pandemic forced us to cut all this money out of it and all these programs people look forward to. Next year, we will likely still have to make some cuts as we recover, but hopefully after then I can have somewhat of a normal time as mayor and, you know, have some of the normal stuff we're used to actually happen.
Everybody that I talk to that I'm close to is kind of limited on their Thanksgiving dinner this year and how many people were there and so forth. But do you think there's going to be, in 2 weeks from now, we're going to see a huge spike in new cases because of Thanksgiving?
You know, I'm really worried about it. I want to be hopeful that we won't, because I think more people now are aware of the correlation than they have been with other, you know, throughout the year. But I'll tell you, we have a bump every time there's some type of cultural get together. I mean, we had a Mother's Day bump, you know, where we knocked these numbers way down, and Mother's Day people got together, and then, you know, we saw a bump of pretty much moms who, you know, were exposed to this. So I'm hoping it won't be as bad as what some are predicting, but we're going to prepare for you know, the worst and hope for the best. And, you know, we so far this thing's been very predictable, you know, like everything they've said, where we go inside, you're going to see a bump later, or if you have after Halloween, we saw a 2 week bump. It's been pretty predictable. So I think that, you know, people are just projecting 2 weeks out based on what this has been doing over the last few months.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us this morning and trying to get those three guys under control over there at the house.
Yeah, I'll keep working on it.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:40 now here on this Monday morning. On the way, we've got Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Textron is selling a company. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.